It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, it was revealed that 2 of the 10 participants in the government's pilot boot camp program were on the run. The youth were 2 months into the community rehabilitation phase of the program, following the 3-month youth justice residence phase. Both teens were found in the weekend, but had allegedly reoffended, and are now set to come back before the court. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, who have been heavily advocating for this program, producer Evie spoke to Simon Court about this incident. She also talks to him about proposed changes to employment law, which would give employers the power to dismiss workers earning over $180,000 without the employee refuting the decision. And finally, she talks to him about David Seymour's incumbent run as Deputy Prime Minister, which is set to begin in May of next year.
Last week, 2 youth who were involved in the pilot government boot camp program went missing. Both have allegedly reoffended since leaving the youth justice resident part of the program. What does the ACT Party think this says about the effectiveness of this program?
Well, it's really disappointing, and I know that Minister Karen Chua has expressed her disappointment that these 2 young people haven't taken advantage of the opportunity that they've been given. But these are the toughest kids. They have come from the toughest backgrounds, and you know, their alternative is essentially to be locked up at a youth justice facility. So, you know, what we also understand is that the remainder of the group have gone on to training, work, and are really finding that the opportunity is making a difference in their lives. But it's disappointing, but not surprising, that a couple of them have fallen off the rails.
Does ACT feel confident in the way that the program's currently structured?
Well, the 3 months in a facility where they get intensive supervision, personal development, the ability to learn some skills and just learn how to function, because many of these young people don't necessarily know how to make a sandwich or actually take care of themselves properly. So that 3 months in a facility is a really helpful starting point to reset their expectations, and also 3 months out of the lifestyles that are the problem, that are causing a lot of their problems. The next part, the 9 months in the community, is intended to be when they're under intensive supervision and have access to work and other programs, but they are essentially out, even though they're under curfew. That is a much tougher part, that integration back into the community. But that's also the part that the Minister for Children, Karen Chua, has said is the most important part, because if we don't help them reintegrate after they've been in a facility, then they're not going to succeed. So, you know, while it's disappointing that there's a couple of these young people have offended and broken their conditions, I'm sure that those running the program will reflect on that and look to make improvements.
Would the ACT Party consider changing the structure of the program in any way?
Look, I think the Minister is going to be working on introducing a permanent structure and doing it through legislation. So all of the things that have been learned on this trial or pilot will be fed back into the design of the new system.
As part of ACT's coalition agreement, Workplace and Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden is proposing changes to employment law. This means employees found to have engaged in serious misconduct can be dismissed with 0 compensation. There are worries that this change will exacerbate power imbalances between employers and employees. What does the ACT Party say to this?
Employees who commit serious misconduct can already be dismissed without compensation, so that doesn't change anything. What the proposed changes do is say that for employees earning above $180,000, they'll be able to raise an unjustified dismissal claim if an employer says, look, it's not working out. We don't think that either you fit the culture here or your performance is acceptable, and we'd like you to bring your employment to an end. That in itself will not raise an unjustified dismissal claim. It will still preserve the ability for people who've been harassed in the workplace or discriminated against to bring a claim. What we're really talking about is people on the highest salaries, where businesses depend heavily on their personal performance and where poor performance impacts the business, to be able to come to a very quick resolution when they want somebody to exit the business.
So the ACT Party thinks it's justifiable to more easily dismiss people on higher salaries?
Well, certainly, because businesses and organisations depend on those people in senior management and executive roles to be leading their businesses, to be leading teams, and to be making sure the businesses make a profit every month. So if their actions or their activities are harming the morale or productivity of their team, then a business needs to be able to move them on. This change will provide for greater labour market flexibility. It'll enable businesses to ensure they've got the best fit of skills and abilities for the organisation. They won't be afraid to hire people on higher salaries because they know if it doesn't work out, they're not going to be punished or dragged through the courts to have to justify why they dismissed somebody who, in their opinion, wasn't performing. We think it's really good for employers and employees.
So for these people on higher salaries, if they were dismissed, is there any way for them to fight those claims, or is this being removed entirely?
The ability will be removed entirely, but of course employment contracts provide for severance terms, and what's intended is that those contracts will say, look, if you still want to have a route to prosecute an unjustified dismissal against an employer might offer you that. But they might also offer to keep your salary below $180,000. So there's going to be trade-offs involved for the employer and employees. But in the end, businesses need more flexibility. Workers need to know that they will have to perform and behave appropriately in order to lead teams and manifest a good culture, deliver results, whether it's sales targets or other outcomes a business is seeking. And if it doesn't work out, then they'll be asked to move on, and it'll be on a no hard feelings basis.
We've passed a year with the coalition in government, which means we're only 6 months out from David Seymour taking over as Deputy Prime Minister. Do you think the shape of government will change with Seymour as Deputy Prime Minister in contrast to Winston Peters?
Well, it's unlikely to make a huge difference to David's priorities, which remain on establishing charter schools, tackling truancy, removing red tape, bringing more investment to our shores by reforming the overseas investment rules and increasing medicines access for Kiwis, both in public and private healthcare. But what is significant is what it means for ACT supporters, because across the term, ACT has shown it's a serious influence in government, and being Deputy Prime Minister is another sign of this.
What do you think Seymour will do differently in the role compared to what Winston Peters has already done?
Well, David Seymour, as the ACT Party leader, puts values of freedom, personal responsibility and equal rights into action. So I would expect that David will be expressing his personal values and that of the ACT Party in the way he conducts himself and in the role of Deputy Prime Minister. And there will be a change. New Zealanders will see that. And we think it will be an important contrast. But it also reflects that the coalition government is made up of three parties, each with their own distinct identities, delivering something distinct and important for the voters who voted for them. David Seymour, being Deputy Prime Minister, is just another expression of our wonderful little democracy doing its thing.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on bootcamp reoffences, proposed changes to employment law, and David Seymour's incumbent term as Deputy Prime Minister.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.